2. The Truth About the Truth. Just 2 months after our marriage crumbled into pieces, Chris and I were on the mend. Actually, the mend began much sooner than that because our two hearts were completely willing to fight for a new marriage. During that month, there was an event at our church called Family ID, and Chris and I signed up to attend. Still in a vulnerable, delicate state, we didn't quite know what to expect that day. We knew the event was about finding your family vision and establishing core values, but that was all we knew. What we walked away with at the end of the day was more than we could have envisioned. During our time there, we sat and discussed what we wanted our family to be about, what we stood for, how we wanted to make a difference, and what dreams we had for our children and grandchildren. We'd been married for over 9 years at this time, but with this significant speed bump in our path, it was as good a time as ever to start fresh. By the end of our time there, we claimed our new Beale family vision statement, from him, through him, and for him, based on Romans 11:36. In addition to the statement, we made a list of all of the values we held dear and wanted to instill in our sons: dependability, encouragement, generosity, integrity, worship, memory-making, responsibility, work ethic, honesty. Over the years, we have talked about the core values with our boys and have explained why they are so vital in the development of their character. As you can imagine, one of the most important ones to us was, and is, honesty. So much of our marriage was based on untruths and a blatant dishonor for the word itself that we wanted it to be as natural to our sons as breathing. We talked about being honest in anything and everything imaginable. We did our best to answer each and every question honestly. We aimed to act honestly at all times and in all ways. To be a Beale was to be honest. In fact, our mantra around our home became, "Beales don't lie." After a few years, we seemed to get a handle on this new life of living honestly. Our oldest son, Noah, played regularly with another boy in our neighborhood. One particular day, we were sitting inside our home and this boy came to the front door. After hearing the doorbell, Noah said, "It's James." The look on his face said he didn't want to play with him. Chris got up from the sofa and said, "I'll tell him you're not home." Immediately, Noah's eyes got wide and he said, "But Dad, we're Beales and we don't lie. That's a lie." From the mouths of babes. Virtuous dishonesty. Marriages need honesty. Gut level, all out on the table, honesty. Sadly, but not surprisingly, it is common in life and in marriage to tell little white lies and withhold the truth. It's actually viewed as virtuous to practice that type of deception, a virtuous dishonesty, if you will. We don't want to hurt someone, so we keep the truth from them. But what that really does is help that person go on living a life that is a lie, except they don't even know it. Chris could have kept a lot of information from me when he confessed to me. He didn't have to tell me that he had been with many women. He could have just said one woman. Would that have been easier on my heart? Perhaps, in the moment, but there would have always been something between us, some other level of deceit that would have kept us from growing closer. I wouldn't really have known what it was.